You're locked into the only podcast for Maine high school basketball. The biggest names, past and present. It's Big Time Hoops, the podcast, right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. We got a big timer, two-time state champ, Parker Deprave Caribou. Parker, what's going on, man?
Not much, just been busy.
Yeah, you look tired right now. You look wore out. You just told me what's going on. They're working you to the bone right now up there.
Yeah, 10 hours of work today, then went and lifted weights and then played some golf.
There you go. And how about graduation? You guys just have graduation too?
Yeah, we had like this drive-through thing. Everybody in our class got in the line, drove through, and 10 people were allowed out of their cars at a time.
It must have been everything you ever imagined high school graduation would be like right there.
I liked it, actually. It was really fast.
Yeah. No, I know like some graduations, especially up there with no air conditioning and some of those gyms, they can drag on and be hot. So that might have been the way to go. But
definitely.
Yeah. So as I mentioned off the top, a two-time defending state champion. You won't get a chance to defend it anymore because you're moving on. But yep. Caribou, Maine. So we're going to go back before we get to the state championships and where you're going next. So Caribou, Maine, born and raised, right?
Yep. Born here, been here for life.
Yeah, and I love talking county hoops. I'm a county guy myself, so anytime we can talk county hoops, I like it. So what kind of household did you come up in? I know your dad from back in the day. He worked at the rec department, so I'm guessing it was all sports, I'm guessing, growing up.
Yeah, growing up, my dad coached Limestone boys basketball, Caribou girls softball, and then he switched to Caribou girls basketball when I turned about 10. So a lot of sports.
Did you naturally gravitate to one or the other, or did you just play everything growing up?
I played everything, just like high school. I gravitated towards tennis, soccer, and basketball in high school, though.
Yeah.
I played just about everything.
So did your dad play it all, too? Like when you were a kid, were you kind of following him around to open gyms and stuff like that, and just being that kid in the corner just shooting around on empty hoops and stuff like that?
Not really. I would always go to his practices, but he kind of gravitated towards the dad bod, so he couldn't really.
He couldn't make it happen. So what was your earliest introduction to organized hoops up there? It must have been the rec department, I'm guessing.
It was the rec department and Limestone Kids Camp, which I actually wasn't very good back then, and the only award that I got was a coach's award because I didn't win anything, and everybody else got one, so they gave me that.
That's one of those participation awards right there. One of those participation medals right there. But so what was it that made you kind of stick with it? Did you enjoy playing? You mentioned you weren't the best back then, but was it just one of those things where your group of friends, that's what you guys did, or did you like it anyway, even though you weren't good with it, or what was it like growing up?
Yeah, it was a lot like that. Me and Sawyer would just always be together, so I always wanted to beat him, so I just kept playing.
And you mentioned your dad coached at some of these other schools. So were you going to high school games? Like, were you going to Caribou games as a kid, or were you going to like the Limestone games, or what was that like?
Growing up, I went to a lot of Limestone games. I never really went to Caribou High School boys games. I went to a lot of their girls games, but always left after that.
So what was it like watching the Limestone hoops games back then? I mean, I think that was a rough spell, I'm guessing.
They lost. They lost a lot.
Yeah. Were you like the kid on the bench, at the end of the bench, keeping stats and stuff like that, water boy, or just tagging along and watching?
No, in the bleachers with mom.
Yeah. So when did things start to turn around for you? Did you get better once you hit middle school, or are you a late bloomer? Or what's your story?
Yeah, middle school is when I really started to get better. But the biggest bump for me was probably freshman to sophomore year. That was probably when I think I grew 4 inches and got a lot longer and a lot stronger, so that helped a lot.
Yeah, so height and length will help. That'll definitely help. So how about prior to high school? Like, were you on a basketball camp or anything like that to get better, or was it just kind of playing with friends and stuff like that?
I played AAU with Lumberjacks and Bryce Lozier, Henry Westrich, Sam Martin, Keegan Gentle, all of them. So they definitely got me better.
Yeah, so that's not a bad little squad right there. I mean, the names you just dropped, that's some of the best players in the state. So how far were you traveling for practices for Lumberjack basketball?
3 hours usually in Bangor.
And that was what, like once a week, or how often were you guys getting together?
They'd get together about twice a week. I'd try to make it up once a week.
So when did you get involved with them? Were you involved with the Lumberjacks in middle school, or only when once you got to high school?
I got involved with the Lumberjacks my freshman year, but sixth grade year, Bryce Lozier. Well, it might have been fourth or fifth grade, but Bryce Lozier was still in Fort Kent. And we had an AYBL United travel team where we played with them. So that was pretty cool, too.
It was just like an all-star group?
Yeah, it was me, Alex Bouchard, Keegan Gentle, Nolan Porter, Bryce, and some other guys from around the county.
How'd you guys do?
I don't remember. It was
a long time. Too far back.
Yeah.
How about this? Do you remember having like a chip on your shoulder when you guys would travel out of the county? Did you guys feel like people looked down upon you guys because you guys came from the county?
Always. Always. And, still.
Well, what are some of the stereotypes? I mean, I know it because I'm from there too. I know it. But for the people that don't know, what are some of the stereotypes about Northern Maine, Arista County basketball? Why do people give a shit?
Yeah, they don't think we can play.
Yeah. And they're quickly proven wrong, right? We got a bunch of guys that have come from the county.
Exactly, yeah. We usually prove them wrong.
So coming into high school, what were your realistic expectations? Were you hoping to make varsity as a freshman? Were you still trying to figure things out? Like, what were your realistic expectations entering high school basketball?
Well, my freshman year was kind of interesting. We started three freshmen on my freshman year and two sophomores. So going into it, I kind of knew we were going to have a young team, but we lost what would have been our best player, Andre Rosignol. He was a senior. He just decided not to play that year. And Nick Allen, who failed off the team. So we would have had a good season, but we ended up, I think we only won three games.
Oof. And this is before Kyle showed up, right? So who was the coach at the time?
Chris Casfant.
And a little bit different coaching style than Kyle. What was it like coming in as a freshman? I mean, obviously you guys were young, so you guys were going to make mistakes. Did you guys get down on yourselves? Was it just all a learning process? Like, what was that like for you just kind of navigating such a rough introduction to high school basketball right there?
Freshman year was hard for sure. Getting beaten down almost every game. But sophomore year was definitely a turnaround. And junior and senior year was a lot better.
Yeah, obviously things turned out good for you guys. So it's kind of like a gradual progression. So what was the biggest thing? You said sophomore year things started to click a little bit more. So what was the biggest thing that you got better at, or what just started to click for you after 1 year experience?
Individually, I think it was getting into the weight room. Andre Rosignol he was our assistant coach on this year's state championship team. And he definitely got me in the weight room and got me pumping some weight, for sure.
It's not a bad guy to be in the weight room with right there.
Yeah, he's a pretty big dude.
So what else were you doing to get better? Like, would you consider yourself a gym rat? Like, do you love being in a gym by yourself, nobody else in there, just working on your game? Were you more the type that playing against other people is how you want to get better? Like, what was your approach? And how did you get better from year to year?
I would always get people to come to the gym with me. Sometimes I'd go alone, but I preferred balling with friends and stuff like that. I would travel anywhere. I've been up to Van Buren, Holton, Presque Isle, Caribou. I go all around the county just to get some games in.
Where do you guys hoop in Caribou? Where's your go-to gym to go get either a run in or just get a workout in?
Well, there's this gym in the woods. Well, not a gym, but a court in the woods that I like to play at. It's at North Caribou Park. It's like 6 miles from my house that I'll go play at. If not there, then probably Caribou Middle School.
All right. And you mentioned how you would travel anywhere. So, I mean, there's a bunch of towns surrounding you. If you wanted to get a good run in, like, where was the best place to go run? Let's say it's summertime and you got to go find a gym. Like, I know, like, in 4K, we go to the college, we go to UMFK. Like, would you go out to Umpy? Yeah. Where would you go to find yourself a run?
Presque Isle Rec. I got into contact with Shaquan Dix. He was probably the Umpy's best player last year. And I would go run a couple games with them up there and their squad.
All right. So you mentioned freshman year, not very good, three wins, obviously a huge learning curve. And obviously, you know, you guys got to the top junior and senior year. What did you guys get better at sophomore year team-wise? Like, what would you guys improve upon record-wise? What did you think was the biggest improvement for you guys?
Probably strength. Sophomore year was still – it was a little confusing because a couple of the teammates were down on themselves because of coaching. There was a bit of an issue there. And it got all blown up, but we ended up getting a new coach the next year. But the biggest change was probably just strength. I think we only won 7 games that year too.
Do you guys have any big wins? Any big wins that you guys could build upon? Or was it just you got kind of beat up on the weaker teams and, you know, lost to the better teams?
Beat up on the weaker teams and lost to the better teams. That's how it went down.
Yeah. But you guys play a pretty tough schedule, right? So, I mean, it's not just a county schedule. You guys travel out and, what, you play Herman maybe or teams, yeah. Teams in the Bangor area at least, right?
Yeah, Herman, Ellsworth, MDI, Belfast we played, MCI, so all over.
So for those people in like the Bangor area or the Portland area that like to complain about a 45-minute road trip, can you please explain to them what a real road trip is for a county team?
Usually 3 hours. For our state game last year, we had to travel 5 hours and 15 minutes.
And for a regular season game, that's on a school bus, right? That's not a charter bus.
No, we took a school bus for every game, even state.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough up here. So you mentioned the coach change when Kyle came in your junior year. So what was the change like culture-wise? Did you guys know anything about him as a player previously at Caribou? I know you mentioned he'd kind of been around the program. Like, what were you guys expecting or what did you guys know about him whenever he took over the program?
Yeah, when Coach Kyle came in, everything changed completely. He was our soccer coach freshman, sophomore, and junior year as well. So we already had a foundation built with him, and things went really smoothly.
And what kind of relationship did you guys establish? I mean, obviously the best player on the team and a good coaching player relationship is important. Did you guys hit it off right away, or was it something that kind of you guys worked through as the years went on?
Yeah, it's definitely probably the best relationship I've ever had with a coach. With all of our teammates, we all had great relationships with our coaches. Jeremiah Fitzherbert and Ben Rosser awesome. Also had really good relationships with all of us.
When did things start getting, not turn around, but when did the town start to get behind the team? So obviously, you know, if you're not very good, the fans won't come out, but Caribou probably has, I think, the best gym in the county or best home environment when the place is packed. So when did the town start to get behind you guys and start to think this might be a special year for you guys that junior year?
Probably after 10 wins in a row. We really turned it on after our MDI. We were at MDI on the island, and we lost turnaround jumper at the buzzer. Is how we lost that game. And that put us at 3-3, and then didn't lose after that.
Yeah, so you mentioned the 3-3 start before the 10 straight wins. So what was it about that early season stretch? I mean, obviously you guys went on to the state title that year. So what were you guys working through early in the season? Was it just new coach, new system, or you know, what was the problem, or what kind of led to that slow start?
We started off with a tough schedule. MDI, Ellsworth, Maine Central Institute, and Herman. Herman was our first game of the season at home, and they were just coming off a state championship, and that was a tough one to start with.
What were you guys' realistic expectations? I mean, were you guys coming into the season? I mean, I don't know if you guys honestly were thinking state championship, right? Had you guys hadn't even made a tournament appearance, right? You guys didn't even make the tournament your first year. So, like, was that the goal, was just to get to Bangor?
Get to the Cross Center was the goal.
Yeah.
I definitely just get there.
So then you mentioned the 10-game winning streak. So what kind of clicked during that time frame for you guys? Was it just the schedule got a little bit softer? You guys were able to build some momentum, or – did you guys just start to figure things out? What led to the 10-game winning streak?
I think everybody just settled in. We definitely just figured out our roles, and Austin Finland was a huge part of that. He did just about everything for us.
So that closed out the regular season, or was there a couple more games at the end, right? 18-game regular season, right?
Yeah. So started out with those first three losses and three wins, and I'm not sure how we ended the season, but I know that I honestly don't remember. All I remember is that we upset Herman in the Northern Maine final, and they were 42-0 at the time, so that was kind of a Cinderella story. And then we went into state championship and had another double overtime state championship win.
So let's go back a little bit before we get to the big game. So you guys are playing your first tournament game in a quarterfinal game. You know, what was your first experience like on the actual insurance center floor? I mean, just being there for a tournament game. Had you been there prior to watch other playoff games there, or was that your actual first time in there?
That was my first time ever being there. It was against Washington Academy. I think we ended up winning by like 30, but it took us like 4 minutes to get our first basket. because nobody wanted to shoot. Everybody was afraid.
So that game worked out all right for you guys. You remember who you played in the semifinals?
No.
Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. But rightfully so, because, I mean, you have some big games that came up. So
yeah.
Going into that Herman game, like, what were you guys thinking? You mentioned that they were, like, on a 40-game winning streak, defending Class B champions. Like, what was the thought process going into that game? Did you guys have a game plan to get that win, or what was the thought process?
The game plan was to just try to run them off the court. They were prepared for that. We ended up playing their style and somehow pulled off the win. But the only thing I really remember about the first time I walked into the gym getting ready to play is I looked over at our student section and there was a 42-1 sign already up. And I was like, great pressure already added.
But you guys got a great little student section, don't you guys? You guys got a rowdy little bunch.
Yeah, we usually bring a decent amount of fans.
And, so in Caribou, I'm guessing, traveled really, really well for that game, right? That place must have been packed.
Yeah, it was not as much as the state game, but there was definitely a lot of people there.
So how did that game play out, the Herman game? I mean, I'm guessing it came down to the end, right? I mean, I'm guessing it was a nail biter right all the way up to the end of it.
Yeah, we were up by 2 points for most of the game. We ended up being up by 12 at halftime, and we didn't score for, like, the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. And they tied it up. They had a breakaway that I remember pretty clearly. I had a fast break with, like, a minute left. We were up two, and I turned the ball over. And Cody Hawes dribbled it down, turned it over again. Austin Finland had a fast break, got fouled, went to the free throw line, made two. And then Isaac Varney missed a pull-up three from way behind the line, and that was it.
And that was it. And then it was on the States from there.
Yep.
And then you guys played who in the States? Was it Cape?
Cape Elizabeth, yep.
All right. So you guys got to travel down to Portland, which is a heck of a bus ride right there. And yeah. What was the anniversary? It had been like, what was it, 50 years since the last state championship for you guys?
50 years on the dot.
All right. So not to add any more pressure to you guys, but, I mean, how about going into that one? So, I mean, obviously, we talked about heading into the season. Like, you guys were just wanting to make the tournament, and here you guys are in the state championship game. Walk me through the state championship here, because that was another nail biter, right?
That was stressful. That was really stressful. The worst part for me was with 10 seconds left, well, probably about 5 seconds left, I steal the ball, tie game at the end of the fourth quarter. And I had a pull-up jumper from about 10 feet behind the three-point line, hit back rim to win the state championship. That was awful.
Yeah. So what was the final score on that one? That was a close one too, right?
Yeah, 49-47.
And that was it overtime?
Double overtime.
First state championship in 50 years. And I'm guessing Caribou welcomed you guys home with a massive parade, a massive celebration.
Huge parade. Then we brought the gold ball to the high school, because we ended up spending the night at the at one of our hotels, and we didn't sleep. So then we went to Buffalo Wild Wings in the morning, exhausted. Then we had like a reunion when we got back with some of the 50 years ago team that won, signed a bunch of autographs, and then went to bed.
So I've had a couple state champs on, but I've never asked this question. So I'm curious, like, how do a bunch of high schoolers celebrate a state championship? You mentioned staying up all night, but it's not like professionals that go to a nightclub and there's champagne in the locker rooms and stuff like that. What's a state championship celebration like? What do you guys do?
We didn't even get to go home, so we stayed up all night at the hotel, ran around the hallways, went swimming at like 3 in the morning, got in the hot tub, just a lot of fun, just didn't sleep.
And what's the coolest moment, or what was like the coolest part of the celebration that you think? I mean, because I know when we had Kyle on, he mentioned that it seemed to go on forever and ever, like every day there was something new, like something else being thrown for you guys. Yeah. Like, what's the thing you look back on that first state championship celebration-wise that is the most special to you?
Jeez. Probably swimming at, like, 3 a.m. Thor had went to sleep, and we dragged him out of bed, jumped in the pool, and as we were celebrating in the pool, we were being obnoxiously loud. Some guy – I didn't have my glasses on. I usually wear contacts, so I can't really see – some guy had pulled open his curtain and was flicking us off because we were making so much noise. And I was like, yeah, we're number one, because I thought he was holding up the ones.
Yeah. That's not a bad little way to celebrate right there. So you guys pretty much brought everybody back for your senior year. So I'm guessing thought process was we're gonna go and do this again. Like, we're gonna go back to back. I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, thought process was definitely repeat for sure.
So it's one thing to be fueled in the offseason to get better by wanting to be the best to win a state championship. Like, what fueled you to get better heading into your senior year, having won a state championship? Like, what motivated you? What pushed you to be better and come back stronger for your senior year?
Definitely the feeling of winning that state championship, and then expectations were really high for the next year.
So we mentioned junior year, like, expectations or goal were just get to Bangor.
Yeah.
Senior year, I'm thinking obviously the goal was state championship. But like, were you guys thinking like undefeated year, go the entire year, no losses, back to back, and end it that way? Like, was that a goal of you guys?
Yeah, that's what everybody was telling us to do, but that's a lot of work.
Yeah. So what's it like going through the season where the target's on your back? So you're the defending state champs. You guys got pretty much everyone back. You know, every team's going to give you their best game. You know, what's that like? Like, what's it like going through an entire season being like a marked man and a marked team?
Yeah, I definitely like being the underdog. So nobody really knew who you were, and yeah, no pressure. You could just do whatever you wanted. But I experienced a lot of pressure with the other team's defenses. Felt like just about every game I had one, sometimes two to three people on me. So it was tough.
Yeah, so along with being a marked team, you were, like you just mentioned, you were a marked man. So what's the one thing you think you got better at from junior year to senior year? I mean, you know, teams are throwing junk defenses at you. You're the attention of everyone's game plan. What do you think was your biggest improvement senior-wise or senior season-wise that you weren't maybe as good at junior year?
Probably getting to the rim. Junior year, I settled a lot for jumpers, while senior year, I think, probably 70% of my points came from inside the paint.
Helps when you got some muscles too, right? A little bit bigger. You can bully people around a little bit.
Yeah, that helped a lot.
So what did you guys do in the regular season? I want to say there was a loss in there, right?
Yeah, 17-1. We lost to Herman, at Herman.
And that must have been their payback, their revenge game for what you guys did to them in the Northern Maine final the year before, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Isaac Barney got me back.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that must have been quite the environment too, because you mentioned Herman had been like the team at the top of Class B for the last three or four years. So what was that environment like? And I'm guessing you guys probably played in a lot of hostile environments this year, right?
Yeah, it was the Herman game was definitely one that I remember being really packed, because Isaac Barney needed 12 points for his 1,000th point. So there was a bunch of people there for that too. So that was a rowdy game for sure.
How about some other games on the year that kind of stand out, either a tough game or the environment, or just you guys clicking on all cylinders? Like, what were some of those moments that stand out?
At Ellsworth was a tough one with fans anyways. Their fan section always gave us a hard time. But one that stood out for sure with us playing really well was probably Washington Academy at home. Overall, that might have been our best game. Or Ellsworth. We played really good against Ellsworth at home, too.
And I got to talk about Presque Isle here. I got to talk about the rivalry. I mean, what was the rivalry like during your 4 years? You mentioned your first 2 years, you guys weren't very good. Obviously, your last 2 years, you guys were very good. I don't really know where Presque Isle was at during your 4 years, but what's that rivalry like? I mean, I'm guessing you play with some of those guys in the off season if you want to go find a run and stuff like that. So what's that rivalry like for you?
That's huge for me. I don't know. I'd never really talked to them, like, even off season. I don't communicate with them during the season or anything like that. So my first 2 years, they smoked us. It was bad. They're a lot bigger. They had Griffin Dredd, who I think he 30-pieced us twice or something like that. But junior year, we smoked them twice. And then senior year, I got my revenge and dropped 42 on them at home. So that was pretty funny.
There you go. You got to do it. Do it to the rivals right there. I like that. So coming to tournament time this year, any close scares, getting back to the state title game? We'll talk about the state title game in a little bit here, but how about the actual games leading up to it?
MDI was probably for our first game, they were a tough one. They were actually a really rough draw with, I don't remember his name, but he was pretty good. I think we won by 10 or 15. Then we got kind of a lucky draw with Old Town. I think they were the 12 seed coming into the tournament because Isaac Ronnie had broken his foot, and too bad for him, but we ended up playing them. I think we won by like 30. Ellsworth was a tough one with the Curtis brothers. They're really good. We won that one, and then state championship, of course.
All right, and we just had the guy you played against in the state championship game. We had Cash on this week, so talk to me about this game. I mean, I told him, and I told Kyle too, when I had Kyle on, like, that was the best state championship game that I've ever seen, just in terms of back and forth action, like people just being on top of their game, like shots being made, tough shots being made. Like, were just some of the moments that stand out to you? Like, we'll talk about the final possession in a little bit here, but there were so many different sequences in that game. Like, looking back on it, what are some of the ones that stick out to you?
Cash lit us up. That was tough. Being up 7 with 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And that's one of those things where everybody shuts off the TV. Game's over, right? But not this time. Cash lit us up. Making free throws once again was one of the things in the last state championship that affected us and came back to haunt us again.
So up 7 with a minute to go, they come back and tie. You guys go into overtime. Then I think the first overtime was only – it wasn't many points scored in that first one, right? It was only like 5 or 6 points scored.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I'm guessing nerves, right? Just had to be super uptight in that environment, right? I mean, yeah. You guys had set the goal of going back-to-back. You guys blow a 7-point lead with a minute to go. Like, at any point in that first overtime, were you thinking, like, shit, like, this might slip away from us?
Yeah, I just remember thinking, not again. As soon as the first overtime started, I was like, we're going to hit a second one. I just knew we were. I wasn't excited, and it's the most pressure I've ever felt in any experiences, those overtimes.
And when you're on the floor, like, in a game like that, like, do you hear the crowd? Like, are you aware of the people in there, or are you just so locked into what's happening on the floor that you kind of zone everything out? You know, what was going through your mind? Like, was it just a big mess, just everything going on at once?
Yeah, it's a lot like that. It's really hard to focus. The shots that you usually make aren't going in unless you're Cash and she makes everything. it's really hard to focus.
So you guys go into double overtime. And I want to say that second overtime had a little bit more fluidity than the first overtime. I feel like there was some good sequences in that one. So, but it all came down to the final sequence. So go ahead and walk us through the final sequence. I've heard it from the coach's perspective. He told me, you know, how things went out or how things played out from the sideline. I want to hear how it played out on the floor. You actually had your hand on the final play, so let's go through this.
All right, so coach calls the timeout, of course. Cash misses the free throw, which is very surprising. Everybody expected that to go in. So coach calls the timeout, and just before the game, we had practiced at Orono High School, and we were going over this exact play for this exact situation, which. Very lucky. We actually thought the ball was being taken out of bounds underneath the hoop on the opposite side. It's a full court play. We ended up running it at half court. The ball was supposed to go to me, and I was supposed to kick it to Alex in the middle. But I realized that I had a little bit of room to get past my guy. I got past my guy, and Cash stepped and threw it over the top to Sawyer, and the rest is history.
How many times have you guys done that in the backyard growing up?
I don't know. I never liked to pass to him, so it was harder than anything.
Yeah. So I want you to go ahead and you mentioned Alex. Give some love to Alex. I mean, I feel like, you know, you're 1A, he's 1B. Like, you guys led that team. So just speak on Alex, if you could, the type of player he is, type of teammate he is, and what he contributed to the success you guys had these last 2 years.
Alex is a true point guard, 100% through and through. He'll get his buckets, but he's going to make sure everybody else gets theirs before he gets his. He's fine with scoring 5-6 points as long as we get a win. It's always – for Alex, it's always team first.
And go ahead and give your brother some love. Or you don't have to if you don't want to.
I'll give him some love. He's definitely a hard worker. He's always, like, growing up, he's always been my second hand and stuff. He's always pushed me to work harder, definitely. Beating him is what's gotten me better.
There we go. So we mentioned all the love that Caribou showed you guys celebrating your first state championship. How was it different the second time? Just as much love, or were they kind of like a little bit spoiled and, you know, they think it's going to become the expectation? But what was the second time around, like, celebration-wise?
Yeah, it was just as much love. Caribou's a great community. They always supported us through everything and had just about the same amount of people at the second state championship as there was at the first.
And then you have to go play the McDonald's game, right? So you and Alex both made the McDonald's game. What's that weekend like? I've only talked to a couple guys about it, but I mean, it starts off with a banquet on Friday night. They announce Mr. and Mrs. Basketball, and it's a whole weekend of festivities. So if you could tell the people out there, well, what's it like participating in the McDonald's All-Star game?
It's a great experience. It's playing with the guys that you watch all the time. You're wondering, oh, they're great. I'd love to play with them kind of thing, or play against them. And you finally get to play with them and realize that you compete with them. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that has to be part of it. Like, you know, being from the county, being from Caribou, people kind of doubting you because of where you're from. But yeah, you looked at it as an opportunity to play against your peers and show them, like, no, like I'm the real deal too. Right. Like,
yeah.
So, and then I'm guessing you also got to play in the Arista County All-Star Game, right? Now that's a game right there, right?
Oh, for sure.
And where is that one at? It's been a while. I mean, it used to be at Umpy, I think, back in the day. I don't know. Was it at Caribou now?
Caribou now, yep.
And it's all the classes, right? I mean, there's not like an AB game or a CD game. It's just
all the classes.
All county kids, right?
Yep.
So looking back on your playing days, who were some of the tougher opponents to stand out from up there?
Braden Bradbury, probably. Marcel, he's pretty good. Chase Rochelot, Eden Parody. I remember playing them against from Fort Kent often. Caleb Wheaton, Presque Isle. But yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And now you're getting to go on and continue your playing career and yep. Committed to Huston. So curious, like, what went into the decision? Were there other schools in the picture? And what ultimately came down to decision time? What lets you to choose Huston?
I'm not sure. Coach Bruce was a great coach, great guy. He's really who persuaded me to go there the most. But Huston, I kind of had my eyes set on for a while.
And it's one of the best college environments in the state. Like, if you go to a Huston game on a Friday night and they got the student section packed and they got both sides packed, and Newman Gymnasium is just one of the best gyms in the state. So that's good basketball choice. And you got a future teammate, right, who is also one of your rivals, right? Isaac's going there, Isaac Varney?
Varney, yep.
So yep. Anybody else from Maine, part of that recruiting class, or is it just you guys from Maine?
Cameron Woods, he went to USM his first year, and is transferring to Huston next year.
So how do you get better this summer, like leading up to your freshman year of college? I know it's probably a little bit tough right now with everything going on, but – what's the plan? Like, how are you going to get better? What do you want to get better at between now and when you get down to Bangor for your freshman year?
I feel like I definitely got to get stronger to play at that level. Shooting is probably another thing that I need to get a little bit better at. I, growing up, I was always a shooter, and I kind of got away from that. So I got to get that back for sure.
All right. I want to ask you another question about Caribou too here. So obviously you guys lost a lot this year with the seniors going out. What do you think our expectations for Caribou next year? Are they going to be right back in the mix for another state championship, or what's it going to be like for them?
I think that they're number one Class B North right now, for sure.
Ooh, all right. Sure.
It's they're bringing back 8 or 9 juniors, and my junior year, that JV team went undefeated. So they're going to be pretty good.
They're going to be all right.
Yeah, starting Ethan Holdsworth, Sawyer Depre, probably Riley Bouchard. We got Corey Herbert, Caleb S. playing, Zach Mador. So they got a lot of guys that are going to be good.
Are you going to be beating up on them this summer, or getting them better too, or what?
I'll definitely be in the gym with them.
Oh, sure. So I'm just going to hit on a couple of random topics before we get up out of here. So
right.
How about a favorite place to play? What's your favorite opposing road gym to go into and play in?
That's a tough one. Least favorite's Presque Isle. Most favorite's probably like Fort Kent.
Why Fort Kent? Because you guys probably beat them by 30 every time you guys went up there. But
yeah, that's about why. I always seem to have a good shooting day in there too.
It's a great shooter's gym. It's my gym right there.
Yep.
How about a worst road trip? Just the shittiest road trip to take. You see it on the calendar. You're like, oh, damn, we gotta go there.
Washington Academy.
That's like what? That's like a 4-hour ride.
Yeah, 4.5 hours, 4 hours. It's middle of nowhere, so.
Yeah. How about a favorite tournament memory that you – I mean, obviously you have a couple state championships, a couple nail biters. What's your favorite memory?
Jeez, probably the buzzer beater with Soar. Getting to throw that to him, that was pretty cool.
How about the one game you guys won that you guys probably shouldn't have won?
Herman?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably the most excited I've been after a win. Like, the state game, that was huge, but upsetting a team that's 42-0, like, unbelievable. That was incredible.
How about, what were your favorite kicks to play in this year?
Favorite what?
Favorite sneakers.
Sneakers? I ended up getting a pair of LeBron Soldiers my junior year, and then bought the same pair for my senior year because I didn't want to jinx it.
Just can't mess with a good thing right there.
Exactly.
How about who's got the best home court in the county? I give it to you guys. I say Caribou. Caribou. Yeah. How about if you have to pick another school besides Caribou?
That's a tough one. Probably Presque Isle.
Yeah.
I hate Iowa's hated Holden because of the backdrop. There's nothing there.
How about you? You got to pick four of the county guys to go and do battle. You got to represent the north, represent the county. Who you bring with you from the county to go take on anybody?
Sawyer, Alex, and Austin Finland.
Okay, not a bad choice right there. Yep. I just had a good one too. It slipped through my mind here. What was it? Maybe it'll come back. So before we get up out of here, I always give my guests a chance to say their final piece before we get up out of here. So. If you want to clear the air, if you want to, you know, start any shit, call anybody out, anything you want to say before we get up out of here, this is your chance to say your piece here.
Caribou's going to win the North again next year.
I like that bold statement right there. Oh, yeah, that was my other question. It came back to me. So the Caribou coaching bench is all made up of former players, guys that come back. You're going to go do 4 years of hustling, come back, and then join the coaching ranks.
I'd love to do that. That would be incredible.
All right. And real quick, what are you going to major in at Huston?
Business.
All right. Good choice. Shout out to Parker for coming through, the two-time state champ representing the Caribou Vikings. Another quick question. The Potato Blossom 3-on-3 Festival in Fort Fairfield, you ever played in that? Is that still a thing up there?
Never been. I'm not sure. God.
You got to get in some of these tournaments that we have up in the county. Also, the one out in – you ever been to the tournament in Hodgson they had, the 5-on-5 tournament there?
That's a big one. They've had some – Division One guys go there, I've heard.
Yeah, I went there you got to get in that one. That's a good one, too. I try to get there every year for that one, too. So, but shout out to Parker for coming through. Make sure you're checking out all of our previous episodes on YouTube, Facebook, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're all over the place. And you heard it here first. Caribou's going for the three-peat next year. You heard it from our man right here. So, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week with another big episode of Big Time Hoops the Podcast.